last word on Tesvav Amadolos. Maise, Bimei Rabbi Chalafta, was in Sipori, and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian in Sichni, She Avar Echad Lifnei Ateva V'Gamara Sabracha Kula, V'Lo Anu Acharav Amein. What happened was they used to be nohag the following way. They used to basically nohag how they were nohag in the base of Migdash. This was on a fast day that the shliach tzibur went over lifnei ateva. That's the shliach tzibur. So if you would finish the whole bracha. The whole bracha refers to the bracha of Goel Yisrael, and included in that, as we learned, there's the Mishana, Zavra Mavinu, Bahara Maria, that includes that, the addition over there for the fast day, which was in the for Goel Yisrael. And then after that, the other six brachas after that. So we first finished the first one here, referring to, that's a bracha kula, and Goel Yisrael with the addition. But they didn't answer Main, instead they answered Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olamed, which is how they used to answer in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash didn't answer Main to brachas, they said Baruch Shem. So that's how they did, Baruch Shem. And then there was like a shamish of the shul. He would then say tiku hakohanim tiku. He would say those words, but they wouldn't blow the shofars yet. And then some say it was the chazan himself. Some say it was again like the shamish. Then would say mishan avram avinu bahar maria hu yaneh eschem veishma kol tzachatzchem ayom hazeh, which is basically a repetition because it was already said once in the bracha of Goel Yisra. So it was repeated again, and then they would blow Tkiya Truat Tkiya. Different shitas, but we'll go with that shita, Tkiya Truat Tkiya. Okay, then after that, they would go on to the next bracha, which is the first of the extra brachas, which is Zichronos. And again, so you'd say the whole thing with the addition, they would answer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olamed, and then the Shamash would say, not Tiku, Kohanim Tiku, but rather Heiriyu B'nei Aaron Heiriyu. Some say it's a question, why is it one's Kohanim, one's Bnei Aaron? Sometimes some Girsas have it, no, they're both Bnei Aaron, whatever. But the difference is, instead of saying Tiku, they would say Heiriyu, as the next bracha, and then again repeat the Mishana, Savosenu, Ayam Suf, Hu Yane, Eschem, Ishma Kol, Tzachem, Ayom Ezeh. I would say that again, and then they would blow, this time, Trua Tkiya Tkiya, Trua. Not Tkiya Trua Tkiya, but Trua Tkiya Tkiya. That's why they say the Heiriyu. And then when this minhag came, because Shabbat Devar Yisrael Chachamim, Amru Lo Ayinu Nogin Kain, we don't have such a minhag to answer, specifically answering Baruch Shem, after Bracha, Ella, Bishar Mizrach Uvahar Abayit. Even though it sounds like in these two places, but as we're going to see, Rashi says it's not two places, it means when we use the David and Har Abayit and enter through the Shar Mizrach. Okay. See Rashi. There's a missing Rashi from the page before. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta b'Tzipori. Aviv. This is the father of Rabbi Yossi. Amrinan in the Sanhedrin. Achar Rabbi Yossi b'Tzipori. Achar Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian b'Sich. Okay. Gomer kol habracha kol ot habracha atzma. We said that's Goel Yisrael. Hachi Garcina v'lo anu achar avamein tiku avnei aron tiku. Chazan Knesset omer lehen kol bracha bracha. It's not the Shliach Tzibur, it's the Shamish. And so once you would say Tiku, one Heiriyu, alternately. One Bracha, first one Tiku, then Heiriyu, then Tiku and Heiriyu. El Bashar Mizrach Bahar Abayit, Kolomar Bizman Shabbos Migdash Kayam, Kish Mispalalim Bahar Abayit, Nichlasin Bederach Shar Mizrach. Like we said, it's not two places. It's when we used to daven our Abayit, we used to go in through Shar Mizrach. What were they not knowing, like except in the Beis Hamikdash? They were referring to answer Baruch Shem. That was done in the Beis Hamikdash. We're not talking about blowing the shofar, because that's not true that they only blew in the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash. The Vaday Tokim Begvulin, surely they blew outside, because Muchach Bekula, Hach Mesechta, and in the Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay, back to the Gemara. Shlosh Tainios Arishonos, the first three Tainios in the set, Anche Mishmar, Misanim Velo Mashlimim, Anche Beisav, Lo Ayu Misanim Kval. Okay, so the Kohanim were divided up into 24 shifts, and each shift took a week in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Anshei Mishmar are those Kohanim who, group of Kohanim that worked that week, they divided up to days. Right? There was a group worked on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, etc. And they are called an Anshei Beis Av. The rest of the Kohanim, they have their each day, they're there, but they don't work unless they're needed, unless there's extra work that the Anshei Beis Av can't handle, then the Anshei Mishmar come in to help them. So the Anshei Mishmar, the other Kohanim that are there that week, then it's not their day per se, but they're there. So the Anshei Mishmar, for the other Kohanim, who are not working that day specifically, they, Misanim Velo Mashlimim, they also fast on the three tiniest, but they don't finish the fast. They finish early. So, Shiloh, when does it mean they don't finish? We spoke about that before, about not being mashlim the fast. Some say it's till Mincha Gedola. Others say that it's Plaga Mincha. They do it towards the end, and they don't finish. Ve'anshei Beis Av, lo ayu misanim klal. So they were busy working, and it wasn't yet so severe that they must fast. So they wouldn't fast at all on the first three fasts. Shalosh Shniyos, the second three, so Anshei Mishmar Misani Mashlimim, so now already they're getting more serious. So the Anshei Mishmar do fast the whole day, but Anshei Beis Av Misani Velo Mashlimim, they only fast the part of the day. Ubesheva, and the Achronos, the last seven, which are the most severe, Elu Ve'elu Misani Numashlimim, then everybody fasts and finishes the fast. Dive Rabbi Yeshua, V'chachamim Amim, Shalosh Taniyas Rishonis, Elu Ve'elu Lo Ayu Misanim Klal. The Chachamim argue, he said, they're like one step, we'll see like more Mekel. They held that in the first three fasts, Elu ve'elu lo ayu misanim klal. Neither the Anshei Mishmar or the Anshei Beis Av would fast at all. Nobody fasted. Shalosh Niyos, the second set, Anshei Mishmar misanim velo mashlimim. Second set, the people, the Kohanim of that week would fast but not mashlim, and the Kohanim of that day, Anshei Beis Av, lo ayu misanim klal, they still wouldn't fast at all. And only on the last seven, Shev Achronos, Anshei Mishmar misanim mashlimim, they would complete the fast, and Anshei Beis Av, the Kohanim of that day, would misanim velo mashlimim and not complete. No, we're past that. The Yechidim was before the 13 fast days. Now these are the 3, 3, and 7 of the real fast days. Anshei Mishmar says Rashi, that's Shaloso Shabbat of that week. Velo Mishlimim, she'adayin einan chamurim kol kach. It's not so severe yet. But Gemara Mefarish, she'metich bad avoda al Anshei Beis Av, she'ayu avdim. Rashi explained, why the Anshei Mishmar, why don't they fast regia? They're not working. So he says, because the Gemara says earlier on that there might be too much work for the Anshei Beis Av, she'yuvdim oto ayom, that they ubayin hein l'saimam, they had to come to help. V'yima yumisanin, lavod ba'avoda. So if they'd be fasting, it'd be weak, and it'd be hard for them to help. So it's not so severe yet. At the beginning, they don't have to fast. Anshei Beis Av, this is a mishmera hamitzlechet l'shiva bateyavot, like the mishmeret of the Kohanim, is divided up into days of the week. About the Avot Keneged Shiva Yemei Shavua Beis Av Liyom. Each day is a Beis Av. Okay, back to the Gemara. Anshei Mishmar Mutarim Lishtos Yain Balelos. So the Anshei Mishmar, again, the Kohanim are not working that day, but are on call. So they can drink wine at night. Okay, the Kohen that drinks wine is not allowed to do Avoda. So in the daytime, they're not allowed to avoda, they're not allowed to drink wine, because, again, they might be called upon, because there might be too much work for the Anshei Beis Av, so they have to help them, so they have to be ready. If they're drinking wine, they can't help, because they're possible to do a avoda. So they don't drink wine during the day. But at nighttime, they're allowed to drink wine. We'll see, Rashi will explain why it's okay at night. Avalo b'yamim, but in the daytime, like we said, not. And the Anshei Beis Av, lo b'yom, lo b'layla. They can't drink in the day or night, because they even have, we'll see, work to do at night as well, that shift of Kohanim for that day. Okay, Rashi. Anshei Maimed, Echad Kohanim B'Levim Yisrael. We didn't get to, yeah, we're going to see, okay. But The Anshe, there's a maimer, the Kohanim Levim Yisrael, Makfuim Vomdim, Mimispalalim, Al Korban Achehem, Shekablu Laratzon, that they divide up all, everybody, not just the Kohanim, have shifts, that they daven, because everybody has to be there for the, next to the Korban, when it's being offered, but everybody can't be, so everybody was divided up into shifts, that where they go into, that week, they would go into the shuls, and daven, and lane, etc. So there was, and that it should be mekabel v'ratzon the korban v'omdim l'sham b'shas avoda. The ach korban shel adam kara v'hu eino omed al gabav v'kulim afarsh in the perek achor. Okay, mutarim lishtos yain lav b'nei tainis itmar ella agav de mari b'nei mishmar mari. And we're not talking about here nothing to do with tainis over here, but. Aga, we're speaking about the Anshei Mishmar, so we bring in this din in, also about drinking wine. Balelos ein lachu shema tichvad avoda. So why are they allowed, the Anshei Mishmar, not the ones that are working, the other ones, why are they allowed to drink at night? Because we're not worried that it's going to be too much avoda for the konim that are working, you know, that night. Sharei ra'u mi be'erev shepasku ha-korbanot v'lo kavda avoda. Because they saw, there's no new korbanos that are brought at night. So anything that was brought in the day, and they saw what was left, they saw, you know, what needs to be done at night, and they thought it wasn't that much work, so there's no need for the Anshei Mishmar that night at all, therefore they can drink. V'loka v'vara, she'aviu rova korbanos, v'lo yaspiku b'nei beis av, shel oso ayom, b'tzrichim el l'sam. But they thought it wasn't necessary, not going to have, and there's enough, plenty of kohanim that can work for that, that are on the shift that night, can take care of it, they don't need them to help. And if they drink, they won't be able to work, but that's okay, because we don't need them. Anshei Beisav Asurim Beimba Yom Beimba Laila. Why? The ones that are working that day can't drink and day or night. It was what's there to do at night. We said there's no korbanos brought at night, but if the limbs or whatever that were on the mizbeach, if it fell off, whatever, they would have to put it back on. Inami or lo gamru abayom gomrim balayla. If they would start in the day, the korban didn't finish it, like burning it, they would burn it at night. Aval anshei mishmar einam tzrichim l'saya balayla, they don't have to help at night. Lafach b'mazleg, to turn over the things with their forks. The beis av yachola speak blavad. They can do it themselves, the ones working that shift, the night shift. Okay, back to the Gemara. Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Maimed. The Kohanim Levim in Yisraim that are, this is now, we've mentioned before in Rashi, that are Kavu in Yerushalayim and are Shluchim for everybody. So when their Mishmer comes in, their week comes in, Asurim Milasapi L'Mechabes. They're not allowed to take a haircut or wash their clothes that week. Ubachamishi, but on Thursday, Mutarim, they're allowed to that week when they're working, Mipnei, or davening that week of their maimed, Mipnei for the Shabbos, so they can be ready for Shabbos. Okay, Rashi, Asurim l'chaper l'chabes, Mishenichus su l'mishmartam, when their mishmeret starts, kolos ha-shabbat, the whole week, el misaprim kodem l'chem v'tam mefarsh b'gemara. Right, so we're going to see, it's the same, it's like the dinner we have today of Chol HaMoed. Same reason why we can't take a haircut and wash our clothes in Chol HaMoed is because we want to come into the Chag nice, and if we know we'll be able to take a haircut on the Chag or wash our clothes, we'll say, wait until the Chag, I have more time or whatever, and then we come into the Chag not looking nice. So same thing over here, they should come into their Mishmeret looking nice, they also are taking a haircut or washing their clothes. We're going to talk about that later. V'chamishi, Rashi says, shel Mishmartam, on Thursday, do mutarim, because derech rov bnei adam listaper b'chamishi. Most people get haircuts on Thursday, but lo b'erev Shabbos mipnei haTorah, because they're too busy on erev Shabbos to get their haircuts. So they do it on Thursday, so therefore they're allowed on Thursday to do so. Okay, back to the Gemara. Kol kasuv b'megilas tainis. The Megillas Tainis we've seen as the list of days like yamim tovim that the Chazal were koveya for certain things that happened on those days. And some days those days you're not allowed to fast on them, but some days are you can't give a hesped either. So it says over here, that which is written in Megillas Tainis, Zelola Mispa, that you can't even give a hesped on those days. Lefanav Aser, you can't even give a hesped on the day before. that day in the Megillah Tainis. But lachar mutar, but after, the day after, you're allowed to give a hespet. For Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefanav lachar vaser. No, you're not allowed to give a hespet before or after. The lo lisnah, but on the days that you just can't fast alone, but you know you could say hespet, but you can't fast. But the lo lefanav lachar mutar, you're allowed to fast before and after. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefanav aser lachar mutar. He says before you're not allowed to fast, but after you are allowed. Rashi, kolakasim megillas tainis alola misped, the east yomaya dololisna, the days that you can't fast, umiksason the chamiri tfeh, some are even more chamur, dolola misped, you can't even give a hesped. Voltan shehein chamurim, and those that are more chamur, vasurim behesped, lefana vasurvez, you can't even the day before give a hesped. Why? Dil maase lemeva beyomtav gufe, like a gazera, you might come to do it on the yomtav itself. Ulachar of mutter, the day after you are allowed. The kevan shavar yom tov lo chashin. Since the day passed, we're not worried. Veltan she'ina nechamurim, those that are not so severe, liyaser behesped, edel de lo lisna, then just not to fast on those days, then ben lefanov, ben lachav, which that was mutter, etc. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Ein goes rin tainis ala tibur, but chila bechamishi. So we've seen this before also. You can't gozer tainis. The first tainis should not be on yom chamishi. Why? In order, shalo lafkiya sharim. Like we've seen before, because the store owners will see, this mad rush for food, because people are buying food for the fast, to break the fast, and for Shabbos, which is right after that, and all this food's being bought, they're going to think there's a famine coming, and they're going to raise the prices. So therefore, they shouldn't make the first fast on Thursday. Ela, shalosh taniyas rishonas should be bahab, right? Sheni, chamishi, sheni, and vashalosh niyas, in the second set, should be chamishi sheni chamishi, right? Because now it's already a hemshech, right? There's bahab bed hey bed, right? Sheni chamishi sheni, and then chamishi you can continue. Then it's chamishi sheni chamishi. Rabbi Yossi Amir, no, kashem sheena rishonis b'chamishi, kach lo shnios v'lo achronos. He held that none of the three sets can start on chamishi. So it's bed hey bed, and then you have to start again bet hey bed, and then it's said to always start on yom sheni. Okay, Rashi. Shalolafkiya sharim. Kesharim bali chanuyos, like we said, the store owners, they see shekonim lemotzei yom chamishi, shtei sudos, gedolos, they're buying, this two big meals over here. Achas, this is leil chamishi, but it's really like for after chamishi. Achas l'shabbos, and one for Shabbos, farim, shebarav l'olam, that's a famine in the world. Miyakrim mimafkim mashar, they're going to raise the prices. When you start on Monday, also when Thursday comes, there's going to be a mad rush. But they're going to understand, since they already saw that on Monday there was a fast, that they're just buying food for fast. Okay. Back to the Gemara. In Gozrim Tainis Alatsiva Barashi Chadashi. You're not allowed to institute a fast day on Rosh Chodesh. And not b'Chanukah, b'Purim, b'Michilu. However, it was a series of fasts, and it came out on one of these days. Ein mafsikin, you don't stop, and you fast on these days as well. The Divrei Rabban Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Meir, Afal Pish Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ein mafsikin. Even though he said that you don't stop, you fast on those days, Amode Hayash Ein mashlimi, but you don't complete the fast. V'chein b'Tisha B'Av Shechalios be'erev Shabbos. The same thing, if Tishba falls on an Erev Shabbos, you don't complete the fast. Okay, Rashi. Rashi Chadashim, why don't you make it on Rosh Chodesh, L'chachila? Because it's called a Moed, Ikri Moed, V'Midchilu, but if you started before, Shikiblu, Tainis, Mikodem Lachen, V'Nichnas Mehem Rosh Chodesh, and then one of the days falls on a Rosh Chodesh, Einmas, you don't stop. D'afal Gav, Ikri Moed, Luxi Be, Yom Mishnev Simcha. Doesn't say you have to eat and drink, and therefore you could fast. She'ein mashlimim, but you just don't mashlim. Lisanos kol ayom ela, ochlim samuch le'erev. Towards the evening you stop. Okay, Megillas Tainis, he's going back, we said before Megillas Tainis, nichtava bimei, in the times of the Chachamim, afal pi shelo hayu kotvim halachos, it's not a book of halachas, but it's v'hainu diktani kol hakasuv Megillas Tainis, Ki'ilu hayam mikra, but it's written like kasuv, because it's like it was mikra. Now the Gemara, it said in the Mishnah, Seder tainius ketzad, motzinas ateva. Okay, so you take out the Aron Kodesh into the streets, etc. So the Gemara asks, Vafilu b'kamaisa? What, you even take in the first three fasts, you already take out the Aron into the streets? Ah, you mean who we see, that's not the case. Shalosh tanyas rishonas rishniyas nichnasim l'meis echneses, the first three and the next three fast, and it was the first six, you go into the base of Knesset, and mispalim kederach mispalim kol hashana kula, and you dove in the shul like you do the whole year, not outside. Uveshev achronos motzim es hatevel erchovashim, only the seven last fast, then you bring the aron outside to the city, to the streets of the city. Venosnim efer al gabi hateva, and you put efer on the top of the Aron, uberosh hanasi uberosh av beisin, and he also put these ashes on the heads of the nasi and the av beisin. V'chol echad v'chad notel v'nosei berosh, and every person himself takes and puts on his own head. Rabbi Nasan Omer, efer mikla hein mivin, they would bring efer mikla, which is like we call ashes, right? Regular efer, Rashi said like yesterday, in the beginning of yesterday's year. The regular efer is like can be afar, can be like mud, dirt, right? But this is efer mikla is what we call ashes when something's burnt. So he says it was efer mikla. That's what they would put. Amara papa. Okay, so now so there's our kasha. So we have a kasha because we said that they bring out the teva, and then we said what? Even on the first fast days, we see we're here. You don't bring out the teva on the first of the fast days. Only on the last seven. So Amar Papa, Inachanami, Kitnan Nami, Masnisin, Asheva Chronos Nan. When it said Motim is a Teva, didn't I? The Kavana was not all for all the seven, for all the 13 fasts. The Kavana Dafka was only on the last seven, like we saw in this price. Okay, Rashi, Afila B'Kamaisa, Motim is a Teva, Bitmiya, Kitani Nami, no, Inachanami. It refers when the Mishnah says Seder Tanias Ketsa, the Seder is referring to Beseder Tanias Chronos Kamari, referring to the last seven. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So we said that they put the ashes on the rush of the Nasi. So Gemara says, Hadar Tani kol echad ve'echad birosho. Okay, and then we said that everybody puts on his own head. So the Gemara says, Ini, Aivat, some gears hatnan or hatanya, Rabbi Amir, Begdula, Matchili min agado. Ubeklala matchilim mina katan. So we have a problem over here because we know when things we do that have to do with kavod and gdula, then we start from the most chasher person first and work our way down. When it comes to negative things like klalas and things, so then we start from the less important people and work up. And now we're going to bring a riot to this. Bigdula matchilim mina gadol. Where do we see that? Shneimar vayomer Moshe al Aron ule Elazar li Samar. So you have Moshe to Aaron, Elazar, Itamar, we're going down in Chashivas. And that's talking about the mitzvah of Roshechem al Tifro, Bigdechem lo Tifromu, not allowed to rent their garments and let their hair grow. So this is of Gedula or whatever. And we start from the Chashav and work down. And Klala Matchilim min Akatan. Where do we see that? Betchila Nizkal el Nachash, V'charkach Nizkal el Chava, V'charkach Nizkal el Adam. When they were punished, Hashem gave them curses. So Hashem first cursed the Nachash, then he worked up to Chava, and then he worked to Adam. So we see from Klala, we work down up. So therefore, L'chur Tainius is something negative, right? And so why are we first putting the ashes on the base, and we're starting with the most Chasha first? It should be the other way around. So more answers. Aha, chashivusa ledinhu. No, that shows chashivus over here. Why? The amrei luhu, because as if we're saying to them, atun chashivisu limevan alan rachame kulei alma. Because you're so chashuv that you can daven for the whole people, and therefore we put it on the most chashuv first to show that they're chashuv and you can daven for us and for everybody. Okay. And there's different gears over here. Some are not take out these words. Kol echad v'chad notel v'notem v'rosh amar avada. Some take out that whole thing. I think the Gra takes that out. Marsha takes that out. Okay, so it says the Mishnah. Kol echad v'chad. Again, gears and notel v'notem v'rosho. And so he said, and afterwards everybody puts on their own head. So the Gemara says, Nasi ve'abesti nami nishkalu inhu ve'ninchu be'rashayhu. So ma'ishna deshakelin shachrine u'manachluhu. So if everybody puts on their own head, but the avbeisin and the nasi, we put on their heads. So why can't they just put it themselves? Everybody else puts on their own head. Why don't they just put it on their own head? So Rabbi Abba, Mizamin Kisri, explained, she'eino dome mispayash me'atzmo, you can't compare somebody who embarrasses himself, lemispayash me'acherim, to somebody gets embarrassed by somebody else. Somebody else embarrasses you, that's worse than if you do something to yourself to embarrass yourself. And therefore, we want to make it more severe over here. The Gemara asks, "I veheicha manachlohu? Where do they put these ashes?" Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "Makom tefillin. You put it where your tefillin of your rosh is." Shneimar, it says, "Lesum lave leitzion." Is talking about the in the future. Let's see, lavo. Let's say slam peir tachas peir, and they put peir where it says their tefillin tachas efer. Excuse me. Pe'er tachas efer, pe'er is the tefillin, as we'll see Rashi the source, and then they put that tachas efer in the place where you put the efer. So we see the efer and the tefillin go in the same place. Okay, Rashi. Hachi garcina, notnim efer al gabi ateva, velor garcina efer mikla, efer srefa is adif. It's better the like ashes, we call it. Mishum afroshel yitzchak, it'll come on, because that's the reason why we use ashes to remember the Kedis Yitzchak. The Gedula, mitzvah be'alma shalolapurna. So for things that Gedula means things for mitzvah, whatever, you start from the most important person. V'daber Moshe Elarn, ve'lelazar, etc. So hanami, so we answered, yeah, enach hanami, but here also is Gedula. The avina v'rashayu, the nasinav, based in, v'resha chashivisut chashivusa. It is a chashivus to put it on them first. The amrina lu, atun chashivisut fe. You are more chashiv. That you can daven for everybody. Okay. The shakalini shachrine, the ktani venosnim al gabe yateva, etc. The al rosh hanasi, that we see, it says that you put on the teva, you put on the rosh nasi, so you see somebody else is putting it on their head. The mashmal yede yacher. The gabe shar kol adam lotani nosnim, it doesn't say they put ela kol echad ve'echad, no tail or some gifts of no sein, etc. They put on their heads on themselves. So we said, what's the difference? He said, you can't compare if you do it, your advice yourself or others. The obvious question is, Rashi's going to answer, well, if it's more of a busha to have somebody else do it, and that's why we put on the ambasin, etc., so why doesn't everybody have, you know, put it on each other? So, you know, that why do everybody else put it on themselves? It's more of a busha that somebody else puts it on, so everybody should do it for somebody else. So Rashi is going to answer that. So the spayish mecherim, the ika agmas nefesh tve, it's more agmas nefesh if somebody else does it. Mishum chashivu some heim mispayshim yachirim. Since they are so chashiv, so then when other people does it, it's a big busha. Aval sha'ar b'nei adam, the lo chashivi lo mispayshay b'netinas acherim, v'sagilu metinas atzma. But it's only because they are so chashiv, if somebody else said it, it's a big busha. But somebody who's himself not so chashiv, it's no big deal. He does it himself, somebody else says it, so therefore everybody just does it for themselves. Pe'er tachas efer, shma minah b'machom tefillin. So we see from here they would put in a makom tefillin. They see behu pe'ercha chavush alecha. Right, our first to the tefillin. V'amrina and in brachos elu tefillin. V'targamina nami totoftach havyan alach. Your tefillin will be on you. That's what the pe'er, the targum of pe'er is. V'heicha masnichin tefillin. Where does the tefillin go? V'makom shemocho shel tinok rofef, where the soft spot of the head of the child is on top.